From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, why has the U.S. not been attacked since 9/11? Are we, in fact, safer?
But first, President Bush is giving a major speech later today, reportedly about the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. And here to talk with us about this is NPR White House correspondent David Green. Hi, David.
Hi, Madeline.
So do we have any leaks at all about what this speech is going to be?
We don't have a lot. What the White House is saying is, first of all, they're telling us what not to expect. They're not going to make a major announcement about operation of Guantanamo. The president has talked about wanting to close it down. It doesn't sound like we're going to get that today. Also, no change in status for the prisoners there. What it does sound like the president is going to talk about is legislation that he's going to send up to Capitol Hill in response to a Supreme Court decision back in June, which said that the military tribunals that he set up several years ago to handle detainees at Guantanamo were not constitutional. And so it's in reaction to that, sending legislation to establish some new way to put into law how the White House, how the administration can treat these detainees. Beyond that, we're not getting much.
Well, why all the secrecy? This is unusual, isn't it?
It is. You know, I wish I could play you some of the tape of White House Press Secretary Tony Snow, but when he has his morning session with reporters, you're not allowed to tape the sound of it. But he was saying things like there's going to be major news. We're going to deliver today. He said at one point, I know all of you reporters are going to want to go ask lawmakers what's coming. First, you need to get a handle because there's going to be an enormous amount of news in here. So an extraordinary amount of hype. We'll see if the speech actually lives up to it.
Well, isn't this also a political move by the White House to ensure that its proposal for military tribunals gets bigger play than perhaps proposals coming out of Congress?
Well, that's right. And this is a very important moment for the White House. There's a small window when Congress is back in session before the election. And there's been talk on the Hill of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist bringing some sort of legislation up for debate on how to establish a new way to handle these detainees at Guantanamo. The White House is really that there's a risk right now that they might be losing some support from people in their party. I mean, their wish is that Congress would basically just write a law saying that the military tribunals that the president set up are lawful and that that's the way Congress would react to the Supreme Court decision. A lot of Democrats, and now it appears some Republicans aren't really fond of that idea, and some Republicans are trying to word legislation so it gives some of the detainees more rights, something the White House doesn't want. So the president, probably for political reasons and also because of the legislative calendar, needed to find some way to state his position, and it appears that we're getting that today.
NPR White House correspondent David Green. Thank you, David.
Thank you.